Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Kuf Dalid. We are holding on daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. We're up to the last two words of the page on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, an honor of his wife and children, also anonymously Lila Nishmas Rabbi Kalmer Zetzal, also by Maisha and Dvorah Smith, for a Fush Lema for their daughter Tova Miriam Bas Dvorah Mindel, also by the Butler family, in honor of Isaac's 14th birthday, as Isaac and his Zaidi are nearly finished with Misachas Pesachim together, by Ezra Hashem, also by Karen and Mark E. Benson, commemorating the yard site of Mark's grandfather, Mayor Kaplan, Mayor Ben Yitzchak HaKohen, Zichrono Livracha, whose yard site is today, the 21st day of Adar, and also by our shul, who's 1 week away from our Chanukah Sabayis weekend and fundraising campaign. Everyone is encouraged to visit charity.com/BKNW. Okay, so we are holding a last couple of words on the page, and today's daf is entirely about the Nusach of Havdalah, which words should be recited when we say Havdalah. So we're going to talk about the final phrase before the conclusion of the Bracha of Havdalah, and whether that final phrase should be more similar to the psicha or to the chasima, should be more similar to the opening or the closing of the bracha, and a possible nafkamina between the two, because generally speaking, when you have a bracha, there isn't really a major difference between the theme of the psicha and the theme of a chasima. If it's one bracha, it has one basic theme. Then the Gemara is going to talk about how many different phrases of Havdalah should be said in the bracha of Havdalah. Hamavdil bein, you know, what and what, and what else, how many times are you talking about being mavdil between different types of things, and how each one is supposed to be modeled after that which is explicit in the Torah. Then the Gemara is going to talk about the proper way to conclude the bracha of Havdalah. Three opinions of Tanaim, three opinions of Amoraim are going to be mentioned, and in the context of discussing Ula's Minag, the Gemara is going to tell us when brachos need to both begin and conclude with a Baruch Atah Hashem. So let's begin. Again, Kuf Gimel and Beis, we're at the last two words, but let's back up a little bit in order to remind ourselves what we were discussing. So we were in the middle of a Maisa where Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba went to Rava's house, and he was observing what was going on, and we're discussing halachos that emerged from that encounter. So let's just go back a couple of lines to Pasach V'Amar. So he started to say Avdallah. So about 6 lines before the end of the page, so Pasach V'Amar Hamavdim Kol Shechol Ben Olach Hashuk Ben Shol Amin B'Yom Hashulish Shesmei Amasa. Why do you have to say four different inyanim of Amavdil Bein, Koldesh Lechol, Or Lechoshech, Yisrael Amim, Yom Hashri L'Shesh Me'amasa? Why four different Havdalos? V'amar Rav Yudah Merav, Amavdil Bein Koldesh Lechol, Zuhu Havdalos Shesh Rabbi Yudah Anasi. Is Rabbi Yudah Anasi's Havdalah not good enough for you? Amavdil Bein Koldesh Lechol was the entire Havdalah of Rabbi Yudah Anasi. He didn't say four different Havdalos. Amalei Anah Kahas Virali. I understand that's Rabbi Yudah Anasi's Shita. I hold like Damar Rav Lazar Rav Oshaya, Hapoches L'Yiv that you have to do a minimum of three and a maximum of seven. And that's why I landed with four, because that's somewhere between three and seven. The Or Chadash, he raises the question, how could he follow Rabbi Yudah Anasi was a Tana, Rabbi Shai is an Amora. So he's we're challenging you. You're going against what the Tana did. And he says, oh, but there's an Amora that says you're supposed to do between three and seven. Adrabu, we should have a Kasha Rabbi Shai. How could you say you have to do between three and seven? You're allowed to argue on Rabbi Yudah Anasi. So the Or Chadash suggests that there must be a Tana that holds like Rabbi Shaya that you need to have a minimum of three Havdalos. So anyway, so Amar Leis, so Rabbi Yaakov said back to Rava, V'hamar lo tlasa amar v'lo sheva amar, meaning I don't understand, if it's supposed to be no less than three, no more than seven, you should stick with either the number three or seven. The way the Rashbam explains that since you're obviously not going with a minimalist approach, you're trying to be marbe v'shevach, so you should have done a few more. Why did you stop at four? You should have done seven. Whereas Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz understands that Rabbi Yaakov was asking specifically that whenever you have specific numbers like that, no less than three, no more than seven, it must be that the numbers three and seven correspond to something. So if you actually use the numbers three or seven, you're being yotze some sort of inyan of what it corresponds to. But to just pick another random number in between, like the number four, that doesn't mean anything. Tosfos over here also implies that in the top Tosfos, Mar Lo Tlasam Lo Shava. That there must have been a takana corresponding to something. Shol Livchos Olos if Kedavar Batchelus. So Livchos Mizayin Kneged Zayin Rukim. But most of Israel Yud Gimel Kneged Zayin Rukim Shisha Avirim. Just like we have by the Chulios of Tzitzis, where the Gemara tells us in Maseches Menachos that it's got to be between 7 and 13. You're not supposed to have wines that are less than 7 wines in any section of your Tzitzis, nor any more than 13. Why do we have? But why those numbers? Because those numbers actually correspond to something. So it's not about just a minimum and maximum and then anything in between is good enough. No, it's dafka about those numbers. That's a question in general. Whenever you have such an idea that that the numbers are supposed to correspond to something, how important are those numbers? The Chasam Sofer points out that the Gemara Megillah tells us that on Shabbos we have 7 kruim to the Torah and you can't do less, but you're allowed to be mosif. But why do we have 7 people, 7 aliyos on Shabbos? Because it's keneged the Shiva Roe Pnei HaMelech, the Gemara tells us. So nevertheless, apparently you're allowed to be Mosif, you're allowed to do Osefos. Why are you allowed to do Osefos? If it's according to what Tosfos is saying, when there's a specific number, you're supposed to stick to that number because there's an inyan that's being fulfilled. The Rosh, in the 4th paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, brings a raya from that Gemara Megillah that you're allowed to be Mosif on Rosh Hashanah on the numbers of Psukei Malchios, even though the reason that there are Asara Psukei Malchios is Keneged Asara Ma'amaros, meaning it dafka represents something. So why are you allowed to add to 10? The Maril in Hilchos Shabbos writes that you're allowed to be Mosif on Beis Neros, 2 Neros of Shabbos. Why do we have 2 Neros of Shabbos? Echad Keneged Shomer, V'Echad Keneged Zachar. So why are we allowed to light more candles? Apparently, from all of these Mar Makamos, you get the impression, and the Ramah passes that way, by the way, that you're allowed to light more candles, and that's a minute many, many people have to light more than 2 candles. So you get the impression very clearly that even when the number corresponds to something, you don't really have to stick to that number. You're allowed to do more than that number as well. So the Chasam Sofer suggests that maybe there's a chiluk to be made. When it comes to the Seder Havdalos, had Chazal not been misakin anything, we wouldn't have had Seder Havdalos at all. We wouldn't have had to mention all of these things. By Tzitzis, had Chazal not said anything, we wouldn't have made Chulios at all. Even if you made Shlish Gedil, but we wouldn't have made Chulios, we wouldn't have made Nats or whatever, we wouldn't have had all these wines. So when they established a number, it must be that that number is critical. Ner Shabbos, it's a mitzvah to be marba b'neiros, because ba'orim kibdu Hashem, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu says that with light, that's how we're mechabed the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it's not a special takana of Chazal. So Chazal gave us a specific number, but clearly there's an inyan of light, with or without Chazal, there's an inyan of light. With Kriyas HaTorah as well, on Shabbos, since there's no bitul melacha for people, because no one's working anyway, so you could be you could learn all day and you could give aliyos to people all day long. So the Chacham never asked doing more than 7 because it's not going to cause any sense of bitul melacha. On Rosh Hashanah, by the Psukim HaMalchios, which is part of the Tefillah and being Mesaper, the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no kitzvah, there's no set amount to that. It's all part of the Inyan HaTefillah, so there's no problem of adding more. Meaning Tosfos was precise by Dafka quoting that Gemara associated in that Gemara about the Chulios of Tzitzis, where that's something we never would have done without Chazal. That's where the numbers matter. That's how the Chasam Sofer suggests. When it comes to Neros Shabbos, L'chor, it's really not a kasha, because Neros Shabbos are about providing light. So Adrabi, you provide more light, you provide more simcha, and it's even better. Nevertheless, in the Tshuvas Shevet HaKahasi, in Chelek Gimel, Simen Tzadi Zayin Sivkot and Gimel, he says that the Minigan Bells is that the husband lights 2 Neros of Shemen Zayis, Keneged Zachar and Shamar, aside from all the Neros that his wife lights, that the husband would also light, because Keneged Zachar and Shamar, to fulfill that Indian of Zachar and Shamar of Shabbos. But anyway, so he asked him, you're not doing 3, you're not doing 7, so what are you accomplishing anyway? Samalei, Ibra, he said, no, I said 3, really only 3 Havdalos, because Ben Yom HaShabbos Shesh Mi'amasa Me'in Chasim Mehi. That's not an extra Havdalah, that's just something, a phrase that is similar to the Chasima, because since the Chasima is Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol, so we add close to the Chasima this Inyan of Ben Yom HaShvi L'Shesh Yisimei HaMa'aseh. Because there is this idea that you're supposed to say next to the chasima, near the chasima, that which is similar to the chasima. And Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz points out, okay, well, wait a second. If the only reason we add that phrase is because it's me'ein the chasima, that since the chasima's habracha is going to be amavdil ben kodesh l'chol, so we add this phrase of ben yom hashvi l'shesh me'amasa. What if you were to say a bracha of havdalah that does not have the chasima of amavdil ben kodesh l'chol? Would you still add this phrase? And we do it every single
single Motzai Shabbos, because we have Havdalah in Shmona Esrei. So in Shmona Esrei, we don't, it's Chonin Adas. That's the Chasim. So would we have this phrase that Tosra Ben Peretz points out, that since the whole basis of being Mosef Ben Yom HaShil Shesimei Masa is Me'ena Chasima of Amad Mikol Shulchol, when you're saying Atta Chonon Tanu in Marav Motzai Shabbos, you really shouldn't say that phrase, because we're Messiahim with Chonin Adas. So it's not at all Me'ena Chasima. Nevertheless, the Rambam in his Seder HaTfilah, so the Nusach Pirchas HaTfilah V'Siduran, says that you're supposed to say it, and that's the minhag as well. That's what we do. So why is it that that's what we do? It seems to be against this Gemara. So the Abu Dram writes that since you have to say Havdalah Alakos, so that just became the Nusach of Havdalah, so it got incorporated into Havdalah B'Tfilah as well, even though it doesn't really, the reason for it doesn't really apply to Havdalah B'Tfilah. U'Pumbadusai Yamri and Pumbadisa, they used to say, Me'in Psichasan, that the extra phrase that you add should not be similar to the chasimas habracha, but it should be me'in psichasan samach lechasimasan. That right before your chosem the bracha, you should add an additional phrase that's similar to the psichas habracha, not similar to the chasimas habracha. My benayu, what difference does it make? Normally a bracha has one theme, so the psichas habracha, chasimas habracha, it's all the same theme. So whatever you're adding in is going to be anyway me'in the psichan the chasimas. So ika benayu yom tov shchal yos achar shabbos. Now nafkamina would be when Yom Tov falls out on Motzai Shabbos, as again, this is a big Def Yomi coincidence, because as we're within the Shloshim Yom, this is about to happen for Pesach. When Yom Tov falls out on Motzai Shabbos, where the psicha of the Brach of Havdalah is Baruch Atah Hamavdil bin Kodesh L'chol, like any other Motzai Shabbos, but the Chasima, the Chasminan bin Kodesh L'Kodesh, the Chasima is going to be bin Kodesh L'Kodesh. So what should that extra phrase reflect? Should it reflect the psicha or the Chasima? So man di amra me'in psicha, son some lechasimasan lo by lememra ben kedush shabbos kedush yom tov hivdalta. You wouldn't have to add ben kedush shabbos kedush yom tov hivdalta. You could just mention the hivdala between yom hashvili shesmei masa like every other motzai shabbos. But aman di amar. But according to the shita that holds that you're supposed to mention mein chasimasan samuch lechasimasan, that you should have a phrase that's similar to the chasima as you're about to finish it off. So by lememra ben kedush shabbos kedush yom tov hivdalta, in order to mention hivdala between Kodesh and Kodesh, close to the Chasima Sabracha, because that is what's stated in the Chasima Sabracha, Bein Kodesh LeKodesh. So that would turn out to be a Nafkamina. So now the Gemara goes back to what we said about the number of Havdalos that are recited. Kufa, Amar Rav Elazar Rav Shaya, Poches, Lo Yivchas Mishalosh, Vamosif, Lo Yosef Al Sheva. It's got to be between 3 and 7, no less than 3, no more than 7 phrases of Havdalah. So Meisvei, so ask the Gemara, but wait a second, we have a Braisa, Omer Havdalos, Motzai Shabbos, Motzai Yom Tov, Motzai Yom HaKippur, Motzai Shabbos, Li Yom Tov, Motzai Yom Tov, L'Chol Shel Moed, that you say Havdalah, whether it be Motzai Shabbos, whether it be Motzai Yom Tov, whether it be Motzai Yom HaKippurim. Motzai Yom HaKippurim is just an example of Motzai Yom Tov. So Dvar Shmuel points out, no, but there's a difference because of the Bari Mare Eish, that a Motzai Yom HaKippurim is different because you say Bari Mare Eish and a Motzai Yom HaKippurim, which you would not do on regular Motzai Yom Tov. So that's why we put it in its own category. And a Motzai Shabbos that leads into Yom Tov, like we're going to have on the first days of Pesach this year, and a Motzai Yom Tov that leads into Chol HaMoed, but not Avalob Motzai Yom Tov L'Shabbos. When Motzai Yom Tov leads into a Shabbos, Yom Tov is Friday and it leads into a Shabbos, then you don't say Havdalah when you go from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So the Brice explains the number of Havdalos that you're supposed to say. Harogil Omer Harbe and Sheino Rogil Omer Achas. If a person is Rogil to say a lot of Havdalos, so say a lot of Havdalos, and people who are not so familiar with Havdalah should only say one Havdalah. But you see from the Brice against Rav Shaya, who says that you have to have at least 3 Havdalos. It says over here that if you're Eino Rogil, you Omer Achas. Apparently you don't need a minimum of 3 Havdalos. So answers the Gemara Tanaihi. It's really Machlokas Tanaim. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Benon Shal Kedoshim Omer, the Benon Shal Kedoshim, that we're going to identify who that is in a moment, he says Achas. He only says one Havdalah, but other Tanaim in his generation disagreed with him. Vinago Amlomer Shalosh. And therefore, the majority of people followed the minug of the other Tanaim that disagreed with him and said that you're supposed to say 3 Havdalahs minimally. And Rav Shaya holds like those Tanaim. So, Mainu Benon Shal Kedoshim, Man Nihu Benon Shal Kedoshim. Who is this Benon Shel Kedoshim? Rabbi Menachem Bar Simai. He's Rabbi Menachem Bar Simai. My car, Benon Shel Kedoshim. How do you earn such a title to be called Benon Shel Kedoshim? Because he had a hanhaga that he wouldn't look at the tzura on a coin, that minted coins typically have some sort of image on it. He would never look at the image of a coin. And he's called Benon Shel Kadoshim. Now, why do I call him Benon Shel Kadoshim? I should call him a Kadosh. Benon Shel Kadoshim implies that his parents were Kadoshim. What does it have to do? But the Hanhaga is his own Hanhaga. It's not his parents' Hanhaga. So that's what Tosos points out, that Rabbi Nachman himself was not mistakel with the, on the tzura of Matbea, but he's called Benon Shel Kedoshim, because we're told his Kedusha in his father, that his father was a Kedosh as well. In Tosra Ben Peretz says that it's for the cover of Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Simai, that they call him Benon Shel Kedoshim, like you find in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Beis, that even in our Rasha Ben Tzadik, we call a Rasha Ben Rasha in order to be Mevaz of the Rasha. So too, you're Mechabit at Tzadik by referring to his parents as Tzadikim as well, even if we don't necessarily know that they're Tzadikim, but that's a nice way to be Mechabit at Tzadik, to say that he's a Benon Shel Kedoshim as well. Tosos and Mesech Tzavod Zara and Daphne Namar Aleph raises the question, why is this at all a chasidus? The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that it's asr mikra din to be mistakel on a tzura that's a three-dimensional image, because you're violating al tifnu el alilim, that these are you're not allowed to look at idolatrous things. So a three-dimensional image of a human being, you shouldn't be looking at anyway. So Tosfos suggests that it could be that din is only when it's a tzura that you're not rugil bas, so you're coming to look at it because it's an anomaly, it's something unusual, it's something that grabs your attention. But a tzura that's on a matbea, people are dealing with matbeos all day, so there's no isser to be mistakel in such a thing. And still, he had this extra chumra. Menachem Resimai was machmer al atzmo not to be mistakel. Masech Shabbos on Kuf Mem Tes, Tosfos gives a different answer. He says that there's no isser to be mistakel at such a tzura al tifnu el alilim unless it's avodah zarah. But if it's just stam, they mint currency and they put the picture of past presidents or whatever on the currency, that's not a violation of al tifnu el alilim. Al tifnu el alilim is a person shouldn't express interest in avodah zarah. A lot of times people are unaware of that. They think they be broad-minded, try to be educated, try to know what the world religions are and what people believe and whatever. It's a violation. We're not supposed to express interest in other religions. When we express interest in the theology of other religions, it's a violation of Al-Tifnu El-Ha-Elilim. But if there's no Avodah Zarah at all, it just happens to be a tzura of George Washington or something, it's got nothing to do with Avodah Zarah, so then there's no violation of Al-Tifnu El-Ha-Elilim. You see from Tosfos that they understand the Stakel B'Tzros D'Zuza about a Matbeya. Tosfos HaRosh has a little bit of a different gear. So Tosfos HaRosh gear says Afil B'Tzros D'Zuza. He wouldn't even look at a Tzros D'Zuza, which implies that any other tzura for sure he wouldn't look at. And that's what Rashi has in Masech Smoid Katan Daf as well. So it could be based on what the Ben Yoyada writes, that everyone knows that every tzura, this is a very important concept that exists in Kabbalah or whatever, that every tzura has a certain ruach tuma on it. And even if it's just made for noy or for kavod or whatever, but nevertheless, it's still, if it's especially if it's bolet, if it's a three-dimensional image, that there's a certain ruach tuma on it. So there's a midas chasidus not to look at such a ruach tumah. So Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Simai wouldn't look at any tzura, not only that which was chakuk ala matbeya, and we dafka talk about a matbeya in order to tell me a chiddush, that even though the derech ha'olam is to look at a matbeya to see if it's mezuyif, to try to look at it closely to make sure that it's not counterfeit and make sure that's it, but even that he wouldn't look, even that which was minhag ha'olam that everybody would do, he wouldn't look at the tzura. That's why a lot of great tzaddikim were makbid that they shouldn't have pictures taken of them, they were not into this idea, because there's this concept, whatever it is, this concept of ruach tuma on a matbeya. Tosfos Masech Baba Kama writes that the Gemara over there says that matbeya shel Avraham Avinu was zakein uzakeina b'tzad echad and bachur besula mitzad sheni. So the matbeya of Avraham Avinu had tzuras on it which kedoshim or benan shel kedoshim wouldn't look at. So Tosfos can't be. It must be that it just had the words zakein uzakeina and bachur and besula on the flip sides of the coin. And the Chassam Sofer points out that Pashtus, historically, that's correct. They were not yet, in the days of Avraham Avinu, putting images on coins. That's a much later innovation. That happened somewhere along the Greek dynasty. Someone came up with that idea. That did not exist at that point in time. The Tel Torah explains, based on that, when the Rambam writes in Michal Maiser Sheni on anything that has Ksav Otsura, meaning you're not allowed to be Michal Maiser Sheni on an asimon. You can't be Michal Maaser Sheni on just a flat sheet of metal. It has to be minted currency. So how do you define minted currency? So it has to be Kesef Sheish Lov Tzura. If it starts to kesef yedecha, kesef sheish lov tzura. So the Rambam says, not just kesef sheish lov tzura, kesef sheish lov ksav o tzura. Where do you get ksav from? Why do you say ksav? It should be kesef sheish lov tzura. That's how the Gemara darshins, v'tzarta kesef yedecha. That kesef is defined. Is that which has a tzura? So that's how the Gemara in Masechet Bava Metzia defines it. So that's what the Tel Torah writes in Bava Metzia Mem Zayin and Beis, that the Rambam got this just from the historical fact that there wasn't kesef sheish lov tzura. The only tzura was the ksav. So it must be that that's the minted currency. That's what Shachtov often points out. This idea that you need minted currency to be Michal Meis Sheni, that the Chazon Ish writes, that if you hold that, that a government is an illegitimate government and they don't have the right to mint coins and they're just a pirate government that's just doing their own thing, then their money that they make would not be kosher to be Michal Meis Sheni. So this is one of those rare places where one's Hashkafa actually affects the Halacha also. Not so rare. There are a lot of where one's Hashkafa actually affects the Halacha, because if you believe that we have no right to have a Jewish government in Israel and that the government is a bunch of pirates, and then you can't be Mechal Meis Sheni on Israeli currency if that's one's Hashkafa. But if you believe that it's a legitimate government, then you're allowed to be Mechal Meis Sheni on the Kesef. So it's Nafka Min El Halacha. Anyway, so Shalach Lu Rav Shmuel Baridi Chananya Achi Omer Achas. So Rav Shmuel Baridi sent that his brother Chananya used to say one Avdala, but V'lesil Chsakav say, we don't pass like him. We say you should say a minimum of three avdalos. The Gemara Masecha Shabbos tells us that there used to be a number of Amoraim that would say Hamavdil bein Kodesh L'chol, and then they would do Malacha right after that. So the Rif writes that nevertheless Nagu Am to say three, even though there were these Amoraim that used to just say Hamavdil bein Kodesh L'chol. It must be that minhag has been rejected over time. So the Ran on the Rif points out that you get the impression from the Rif that he understands that Gemara of Hamavdil bein Kodesh L'chol and then doing Malacha about the actual text of Avdala Alakol. Pasha is not, that's not what it means. Havdalah al-Kos, they would say like we say, with all the Havdalos, with all the, no, but when they wanted to do Malacha, before saying Havdalah al-Kos, they wanted to drive home from Shul, before they would say Havdalah al-Kos. So that, just saying, I'm Havdalah bin Kodesh L'chol, would be good enough. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi, I'm Havdalah Srok Shomer, Me'in Havdalah Samurus B'Torah. When you're saying Havdalah, you should choose to say phrases of Havdalah that are, that have a basis in the Lashonos of Havdalah that are mentioned in the Torah. So the Gemara asks Rabbi Shimon Levi, how do you say the Seder Avdalos? What exactly are the words that you say of Avdalah? Omer Hamavdil bin Kodesh L'chol, bin Or L'choshech, bin Yisrael Amin, bin Yom HaShulish Shishmei HaMasa, bin Tamei Latar, bin Ayom L'charava, bin Mayim Elyonim L'mayim HaTachtonim, bin Kohanim L'Levim L'Yisraelim, v'chosim b'Seder Bereishis. And then you finish the bracha with Soder Bereishis, Baruch Atah Hashem, Soder Bereishis. Because on Motzai Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu started to be Mesader, the Ma'aseh Bereishis. And Acherim say that no, be Yotzer Bereishis, not Soda Bereishis, but Yotzer Bereishis. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah Omer, Chosei Mekadesh Yisrael. The Chasima of Havdalah should be Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Ma'aseh Bereishis, but yet he was only Mekadesh, this one Am called Yisrael. So we mention Mekadesh Yisrael. But the point is, how can you, V'Misa, if you're going to say that any time you mention a Lashon of Havdalah, it has to have a basis in psukim, that the psukim have to express that kind of avdala, habein ayam lecharava lo ksiva be'avdala. It doesn't say in the psukim, it doesn't say in the Torah, a lashon of avdala bein hayam lecharava. So how did that make it into the one of the lashonos of avdala? So he says, you're right, sami mikan bein hayam lecharava. You have to change the gears of the brisa, erase that phrase. It's not mentioned in the Torah, it doesn't have a basis, doesn't have a foundation in the Torah, and therefore you have to get rid of bein hayam lecharava. It's interesting, because who's talking over here? It's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, right? If we're going to say that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is an Amora, like Rashi writes in Maseches Nida that he's an Amora, so why does the Gemara say, oh, we have to change the gears of the Brisa? Because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said otherwise. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, I'm Avdus Shemim Avdal Samurus Betorah. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, so, and we have a Brisa against Rabbi Yeshua, but he's an Amora. Why would I change a Brisa because of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? And even if you want to say he's a Tana, because he is mentioned in the Mishnah in Maseches Huktzin and a Mishnah in the sixth parak of Avos, and the Rambam and the Akdama to the Pirush HaMishnayis suggest that he's a Tana, we still shouldn't be Meshabish or Braisa based on that. We should say that it's a Machlokas, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Braisa, even if he's a Tana, he doesn't have the right to invalidate every other Tana, he only has the right to argue on other Tanaim. So in the Tshuvas Yosef Ometz, the Chida writes that Rabbi Shua ben Levi is both a Tana and a Namora. He's a Tana in that he's mentioned in Mishnayis and Braisas, and he's allowed to argue on Tanaim, but he's Namora in that when he argues on Tanaim, we don't paskin like him. So the Gemara's Kasha is that the Gemara's Kasha was not really on Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi could argue all he wants, because he wants to argue on a Tana, let him argue on a Tana. It's the fact that we're knowing like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, because when he does argue on a Tana, he viewed himself as a Tana. So he was allowed to argue on Tanaim. We view him as an Amora as far as Psak Halacha. We're never allowed to paskin like him against the Tanaim. So that's what the Gemara's real point was, that how could we paskin like Rabbi Shua ben Levi? Another interesting biographical issue over here, aside from Rabbi Shua ben Levi, we mentioned that Acherim Omrim Yotzer Bereishis. Who are Acherim? So Meseches Horios, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the secret is given away that Acherim is Rabbi Meir. Why is he called Acherim? Because the Gemara over there tells us the story that happened, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was the Nasi, Rabbi Meir was the Chacham, and Rabbi Nassan was the Av Beis Din. So these three, Gedolei HaTanoim, each held a different position, and everyone would stand up for all three of them. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was the Nasi. He had the most coveted position, and he wanted it to be clear that the Nasi was a higher position than the Chacham and the Av Beis Din. So he made a takana that you're only allowed to stand up for the Nasi. You're not allowed to stand up for the Chacham and the Av Beis Din. So Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Nassan wanted to get him fired from being the Nasi, because so they came up with a plan that they're going to ask him publicly to teach Maseches Uktzin, because they knew that he didn't know Maseches Uktzin, and that way everyone's going to see he's unqualified to be a Nasi, and they'll get him fired. So when he found out their plot to have him teach Maseches Uktzin, so he made a knas that no one's allowed to quote halachas in their names anymore. So whenever it's Rabbi Meir, now it's only Acherim. People say Acherim instead of Rabbi Meir. And whatever is Rabbi Nassan, people say Yesh Omrim instead of Rabbi Nassan. Okay, maybe when we learn Horios, we could discuss that in more detail. It's a little bit of a wild story, but that's what Acherim is. So anyway, the Gemara said, so we have to, back to our topic over here, that since you're only supposed to use Lashonos of Avdala that have a basis in the Torah, so Benayam L'Charava is erased from the Braisa. So ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if we're going to erase Benayam L'Charava, then we don't have seven Avdalos. So Benayam L'Charava Shishmei Amasa Nami Me'in Chasimahu is not one of the Avdalos, because it's Me'in Chasima. So Batzar Chad of Aleka Sheva. So now you're down one. You don't have seven Avdalos. You only have six Lashonos of Avdala. But you're supposed to, if you really want to be maximalist about it, you should have seven. So Amri Kohanim Levim Yisraelim Trei Milininu. Now to be Mavdil between Kohanim Levim and Yisraelim is really two separate Avdalos. Ben Levim Yisraelim, because to separate Levim from Yisraelim, Dechsev Be'esahi Hivdil Hashem as Shevet Alevi. Ben Kohanim Levim and Kohanim being separated within Shevet Levi, Dechsev, because the pasuk says in Devarei Yamim, Pidei Amram Aron Umoshe Vayibadel Aron Latisho Kodesh Kadashim, that Aron was Yibadel, that Kodesh Baruch Hu did a Havdalah to separate between the Kohanim and the Levim, even within Shevet Levi. Okay, so how should we conclude the bracha of Havdalah? Michtam Maichasim. How are we chosem the bracha of Dala? Rav Amr Mekadesh Yisrael. Like Rabbi Yossi Rabbita said previously, that you say Mekadesh Yisrael. Ushmol Amr, no, Mavdil Mekodesh L'chol. That the proper chasima is a Mavdil Mekodesh L'chol. Layit Allah Abaye. Abaye was very agitated by this. Vitem Rav Yosef Ahad Rav. Or some say it was Rav Yosef was very agitated by Rav's suggestion that you should say Mekadesh Yisrael. They didn't like it at all. Tells us at the very beginning of Ksubas, and Ksubas Tav Beis and Beis says that you do have certain expressions that are only used in conjunction with the way certain Amoraim express themselves. You don't have anyone else being Layit. Layit literally means cursed. You think Abai was really cursing everybody? No, it's a way of describing his personality and the way that he would express himself. So you have that Lashon specifically for, like, you have Megadif Bar Rabbi Avo, Tayyib Bar Rabbi Yochanan. So it was just a way that they had of expressing themselves, so we use different words to describe how they express themselves. In Hagos Re'im Horovitz, he says, but it clearly indicates indicates that it's not just that he disagreed, but he was really upset about this. He did not like the fact that they were Chose Mekadesh Yisrael. What was so terribly upsetting about saying Mekadesh Yisrael and Motzai Shabbos as the Chasim of the Avdalah? So the Reim Horovitz says that he was very upset, Lahotzi Midas HaNotzrim, that Christians are Mekadesh the first day of the week, and they're Chose on Motzai Shabbos. Mekadesh, when one is Chose on Motzai Shabbos, Mekadesh Yisrael, it looks like you're being Mekadesh Yom Rishon. It looks like you're being Mekadesh the Sunday. And we are not Mekadesh Sunday. We're Mekadesh Shabbos. So to give any impression otherwise, that's why it's Layit Allah Abaye. That's why he was so upset by that suggestion to say Mekadesh Yisrael. The Ramah Mipanim has a different explanation. It says the reason for Mekadesh Yisrael is to tell me that Kedushas Yisrael doesn't leave when Shabbos leaves. So Abaye thought that people would make a mistake, that Adrab, Kedushas Yisrael is Misrabah when Shabbos leaves, and that's a Zilzal of Kavod Shabbos, that in some way, that now that Shabbos is over, Mekadesh Yisrael, now the Jewish people are holy. So Abaye was very upset by that he thought that there would be, meaning the reason they were Misakin in the first place, say, don't worry, still Mekadesh Yisrael, we didn't lose our Kedusha just because Shabbos is over. But Abaye thought the pendulum would swing too much in the other direction, that people are going to think that there's only Kedushas Yisrael when Shabbos is over, and that would be a terribly bizarre to Shabbos. So anyways, Abaye was very upset about it, didn't like Rav's suggestion of saying Mekadesh Yisrael. So Tanu Mishmei Rabbi Shua ben Chananya Kol HaChosem Mekadesh Yisrael VeHamavdu ben Kol Shulchol Marich Lo Yom V'Shnosav. If you're Chosem in the Brach of Avdolah, both phrases, Mekadesh Yisrael and Mavdu ben Kol Shulchol, so it's Marich Lo Yom V'Shnosav, he's going to have a school, it's a school for Arichos Yamin. So but we don't pass Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. We're not Chosem with two separate inyanim. You're only supposed to be Chosem with one inyan, and therefore we're Chosem with Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. Now the Gemara brings a Maisa as far as the Brach of Havdal is concerned. Ula iklu l'pumbadisa. Ula went to spend Shabbos in Pumbadisa. Samle Rav Yehuda l'Rav Yitzchak Pere. Rav Yehuda told his son Rav Yitzchak, Zil amtile kalkol de Pere. Go bring him a fruit basket, v'chazi eichi Avdil, and pay careful attention to how he says Havdalah, because that's going to be very interesting to learn how he says the Brach of Avdalah, because now that we've seen all these different texts of Avdalah, potential texts of Avdalah, let's see what this tzaddik Ula came here, let's see what he does. That's how the Rashbam understands. Maram Chalavah just adds that, he dafka told him to bring a basket of fruits, because you're not allowed to eat before Avdalah. It's tomorrow's daf. You're not allowed to eat before Avdalah. So he was telling him, bring him some food, offer him some food, then he'll have to make Avdalah, so you'll force him into Avdalah, and then you'll have the opportunity to hear him say Avdalah. So lo azal, Rabbi Yitzchak decided not to go on his own to Ula. Shadalei l'Abaye. Instead, he sent Abaye to in his place, and he gave Abaye the same instructions. He said, my father wanted me to go, so do me a favor, go and find out how he says Avdalah. So Kiyasa Abaye, when Abaye went, when Abaye came back, Amar Lei, so Rav Yitzchak said to him, Heichi Amar, how did Ula say the Brach of Avdalah? So Amar Lei, so Abaye said, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol, Amar. He said, Vesulo. Ula said, Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol, that was it, he didn't have any fancy nusach. Asal Kameh Davua, so Rav Yitzchak went back to report back to his father, so Amar Lei, so Rav Yudah, his father said to him, Heichi Amar, nu, how did Ula say Avdalah? Amar Lei, he said, look, to be honest, Anolo Azli. Rav Yitzchak said, I didn't go, and Ashad Risi L'Abaye, but I said, a faithful messenger. I sent Abaye, he's the one that went. V'amarli, and Abaye reported back to me, we have your answer, so it's really no big deal that I didn't go, because we got the answer. I sent someone who can bring back the answer, and the answer is, he said a simple Mavdu ben Kodesh L'chol. Rabbi Yehuda got very upset at Rabbi Yitzchak, you didn't go? Amarle, Rav Ravnuse Demar, Visaruse Demar, Garmale Lamar, Dulotem Shmaitim Upume. Your gaiva and your acting like you're too important caused that now, when everyone's going to say over this halacha, it's not going to be in your name. Now it's going to be in Abaye's name. Because every time someone's going to say over that the halacha is like Ula, it's going to be like Abaye Mishmei du Ula, and it's not going to be like you Mishmei du Ula. It's not going to be like Rav Yitzchak Mishmei du Ula. In Rav Zelig Bengis, in his Chidushim, Chelik Bey, Simon Yud Ches, Rav Zelig Bengis was the head of the Eid HaRedis in Rav Kook's time. Rav Zelig Bengis was a goon. Nadir, he has a beautiful Haggadah, by the way, Lefogus Ruven, if anyone's interested in a nice Haggadah. He's also the great-grandfather, if I'm not mistaken, the great-grandfather of the rabbis Taragin, Rav Moshe Taragin from Haratzion, and Rav Ruven Taragin from Akoto. In fact, Rav Ruven Taragin is named after Rav Zelig Bengis. He's Rav Ruven Zelig Bengis, Rav Ruven
Zelotayah. So anyway, so Rav Zelot Ben Gesa asked a question. I don't understand. How could Rav Yitzchak not do the mitzvah of Kibud Av Vayim? His father told him to go see a Ula Dos Avzal, and he goes and sends someone else. So it's a Kibud Av Shebegufo. It's a mitzvah Shebegufo. You can't do a shliach for Kibud Av Vayim. And furthermore, he says, even if you could say that shlichus helps, well, whatever happened to mitzvah Bo Yosem B'Shlucho? Even if shlichus does work, which it doesn't, because it's a mitzvah Shebegufo, but still, mitzvah Bo Yosem B'Shlucho. You're not supposed to send a shliach if you have the ability to go yourself. So he says, you see a raya from here to what the Rashba writes in Maseches Yevamos in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, that a person is not chayiv min haTorah to do every single thing their parent tells them to do. The mitzvah of Kibud Av Vayim, the Gemara in Kiddushin says, Ezu kibud machil, mashke, malbish, machnis, motzi. It's to provide acts of service for a parent. A parent needs a drink, a parent needs you to go shopping, a parent needs you to do something for them. But a parent just says, stam, do something, but it's not really serving them in any way, so then that's not Kibud Av Vayim. That's the suggestion of some of the Rishonim. Rav Zelot Ben Gesa says, this Gemara is a raya. Otherwise, Rabbi Yitzchak, so why did the father get upset? Because the father said, for your own good, I sent you to go. I sent you so that you could be a chelik of this Torah. And now you're not going to be a chelik of this Torah. I mean, the point was, I wanted to give you that experience of having exposure to a person like Ula. It is interesting that now it's not going to be said in your name. It wasn't his shtickle Torah anyway. L'chara shouldn't have been said in his name anyway. It was Ula's shtickle Torah. It was Ula's hanhaga. So what's the old kunz anyway that it wasn't going to be said in his name? So the Achronim bring a raya from here that Kolomer Dov B'Shem Orm, maybe Gula Liolam, maybe means that you have to go up the whole line, that you have to say who said it in the name of who said it, not just to go, you see a Pischei Tshuva quotes a Neid B'Yehuda, so you're not supposed to just quote the Neid B'Yehuda, you're supposed to say the Pischei Tshuva quotes a Neid B'Yehuda, you're supposed to go up the line of who quoted it. It's a discussion in Poskim whether that's true, whether you're obligated to do that. I saw once Rav Moshe Stern, the Be'er Moshe, the Debatina Rav, has a tshuva about that, and he says it depends. If you see a Pischei Tshuva quotes a Neid B'Yehuda, that's as far as he went, then you have to quote the Pischei Tshuva quotes a Neid B'Yehuda. But if you then looked up the Neid B'Yehuda and you read the Neid B'Yehuda, then you're allowed to say the Neid B'Yehuda says. You don't have to say the Pischei Tshuva quotes a Neid B'Yehuda. Okay, so anyway, so Meisvei, so they ask, Kol HaBrachos Kulon Poseach B'Baruch V'Chosim B'Baruch, all brachos begin and end with the Baruch Ata Hashem, Chutz Mi'Birchos HaMitzvos, except for a regular Birchos HaMitzvah, Al Netil Zulav L'Sati B'Tzitzis, U'Birchos HaPeros, and regular brachos on foods, Baruch Pri Eitz, Baruch Pri Adama, whatever. U'Bracha HaSmuch Al Chaverta, and also any bracha that comes on the heels of another bracha, in a series of brachos, like every bracha in Shmoneh Esrei, that they don't all start with the Baruch Ata Hashem, because it's coming on the heels of the previous bracha, U'Bracha HaChorosh B'Kriya Shema, and the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv, She'esh Men Poseach B'Baruch, Ve'enu Chosim B'Baruch. Some of these brachas that we just mentioned begin with the Baruch, but are not Chosim with the Baruch, like Birchos HaMitzvos and Birchos HaPeros. They start with the Baruch Ata Hashem, but then they just end with Baruch Priya Eitz, with L'Sadei B'Tzitzit, without Chasimus of the Baruch. V'yesh Mem Shechosim Baruch Ve'enu Poseach B'Baruch, and some of them have a Chasima with the Baruch, but they're not Poseach with the Baruch, like a Baruch HaSmuchel Chaverta. They don't begin with the Baruch Ata Hashem. When you say Al Tzadikim V'Lamal Shinim and Yerushalayim Yircha, all these, they start with those words. They don't start with the Baruch, they only end with the Baruch. V'atov V'Ameitiv, and the Baruch of V'atov V'Ameitiv, and Baruch Samazon, Kel Avinu Malkeinu, even though it's Smuch L'Chaverta, because it comes on the heels of the other brachos in Baruch Samazon, but nevertheless it's Poseach B'Baruch, because it was Nitkan as its own independent bracha, and not as a Hemshech of the brachos that come before it, so it's Poseach B'Baruch, but Ve'enu Chosein B'Baruch, but you don't conclude it with a bracha. The reason you don't conclude it with a bracha, the Rishonim point out, the Rashbam points out, is because initially it was Nitkan B'Lashem Ktsara, it was Baruch Ata Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam Hatov HaMeitiv. It was only afterwards that they added in it to mention, they wanted to mention Malchus three times. The Gemara Maseches Brachos goes through in Daf Mem Tes the additions that came in later. So therefore it's considered one big Hoda'ah, just like Birchos HaPeros and Birchos HaMitzvos, and therefore it does not require a Chasima. Tosos writes that even though we're Ma'arich a little bit in that Bracha, it's still not considered a Bracha Arucha, because Bracha Arucha is not dependent on how long the Bracha is, but how multi-themed the Bracha is. And since there's only one theme in the bracha, it's considered a bracha ketzera, even though it happens to be on the lengthy side. But bottom line is, just turning to Kofi Amid Aleph for a moment, Kasha l'Ula, this price is a difficulty for Ula, because he started the bracha of Avdol, the bracha Mavdil, but he was not chosim with anything. So why wasn't he chosim with anything? So Amalach Ula, Ula would answer, no, it's not a kasha. Hanami, ki birchas ha-mitzvos damya. The bracha of Avdol, he thinks, is very similar to birchas ha-mitzvos, which
which you're not chosim with the baruch. Why birchas mitzvos my taima? Why is it that you're not chosim with the baruch and birchas mitzvos? Mishum dodai, because birchas mitzvos are one inyan of hoda'a takarosh baruch hu, and there's no other interrupting themes in the middle of the birchas mitzvah. Well, hanami hoda'i, the bracha of avdala is also just one theme. It's one theme of avdala. It doesn't have any tchinos of bakashos or ritzui or anything else. It's just hoda'a takarosh baruch hu. That's the only theme of the bracha, and therefore it does not require a chasima. Unlike the bracha of Kiddush, where we mention the Shevach of Shabbos, or the bracha of Yotzer Ar, where there's Bakashas Tachnunim, Barach Mecha Rabim Rachem Aleinu, the Rashbam points all this out, or the bracha of Avos, where there's Divrei Ritzoi. So all of those are brachas Aruchos, because they have different types of modalities in the bracha. Meaning when we address HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes it's Ritzoi, sometimes it's Bakasha, sometimes Tchina. So all of those things have different modalities within the bracha, so that's why you need an extra Baruch Atah Hashem. But Avdallah is a pretty simple bracha in that level, that it's only, there's no tchina, there's no ritzoi, it's just pure hodah, and because it's pure hodah, it's one straight bracha. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Rabbi Chanan Bar Shlamya. There will not be a shir on Motzai Shabbos, because I do believe we have a shir from last cycle on Daf Kofei. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.